Merry Christmas from everyone at Harold Tucker's Auto Parts. They would like to thank you for your business and support for over 50 years. See them for both foreign and domestic parts for automobiles, custom-built hydraulic hoses, and welding supplies, too. Merry Christmas to all from Harold Tucker Auto Parts, located at 810 South Street, Mountain Home.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work for a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion.
And we welcome you into the Lady Bombers postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Tough one tonight for Mountain Home as they fall to Russellville 43-35. Let's take a look at the final stats for tonight's game, brought to you by Strider Engineering. Mountain Home with one player in double figures. That was Addison Yates with 14 points, 9 on the night for Anna Grace Foreman, 5 for Emma Martin, 3 points each for Peyton Husky and Leah Jackson, and 1 point for Kate Gilbert. For Russellville, they had one player in double figures as well, and that was Anna Myers with 15 points, 8 on the night for Michaela Ealing, 7 for Z McAllister, 6 for Kara Davis, 5 for Maddie Howerton, and 2 points for Tanika. Boy, she had a pair of free throws there in, towards the end of the contest. Right now, the big stat of the night is the difference in turnovers. Mountain Home ended up, I counted, with 27 turnovers, and Russellville with 13 turnovers tonight. Three ties in this one, and five lead changes between the two teams. And so, with that loss, Mountain Home is going to fall to 6-4 on the season. Russellville is going to improve to 4-4. As they come up with the 8-point victory tonight. Well, that's going to wrap up the Lady Bombers postgame show and also the girls' portion of our doubleheader. We will be back in about three and a half minutes to start the second portion of our doubleheader in just a moment and bring you the boys' game. Again, our final score tonight, Mountain Home falling to Russellville 43-35. You've been listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.